excellence of your name, O Maria, is great in the mouths of Israel. So as we bow before you on this midweek scripture truth, we brak you. We told Yah for all that he has done, precious promise and the hope, Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. So we acknowledge you in all things. We do delight in all that you present unto us, Yah, your truth, your discipline. As we acknowledge you, our Abba, so we ask you to pour out among us tonight the power of your Ruach. We may have the ear to hear what the Ruach speaks unto Israel. As we prepare ourselves for the time that is ahead, as the onslaught of darkness come against the mind, the integrity of Israel. For the true mind of Israel was represented and presented unto us in Yahshua. Is one that pleases Yahweh, one that loves him, that cares for the Shodiko things of Omaria. So as we bow before you, as we confess our sins and our fallings, our failures, we bless you for the mercies that are renewed daily. We ask you to forgive us and to wash us in the precious blood of the Lamb of Israel. Touch us all tonight, I do pray. Those that are battling certain circumstances, we pray for them. Sister Mary, as he called that situation there in Chicago, we pray that you will move mightily, that your mighty will may be served in that situation. You put all things in your hand, our Abba. We know that you are able to do all things. We trust you to do all things. We ask you to anoint your manservant tonight that he may speak with clarity and understanding, that he may speak forthright with wisdom, knowledge of what you present to his lab to speak. So help everyone tonight. Cause us all to delight in your truth as we sing and dance before you, as we shout the Teshua in Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. For we know that our sins are forgiven. We know that we're cleansed by the blood of Messiah. So we take great delight in you. We worship you tonight. We bless you. Watch over this service. Let every song be one of uplifting to praise your mighty name. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Those that are listening by the live stream, cause their ears to hear what the Ruach speaks unto Israel. So we Toda Yah, our mighty one, our Creator, the Most High One, the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, we barak you, and Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's stand to our feet. Let's lift up our hands in adoration unto Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And let's worship him.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship
hallelujah.
The mighty King
come on, lift
of the Shemayah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
We
do brought you our Abba. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For your word is excellent, O mighty Yah. We wait on the excellent power of the Spirit, the Ruach of your truth in us. And that is the fullness and the revelation of Yahshua in these earthen tabernacles. So we wait upon you, Yah. We wait for the fullness of that power to be expressed in the house of Israel. We long and we look for that, whereby the power of the fruit will grow expeditiously in the lives of your people. We ask you to help us all tonight. Refresh our minds tonight. that we may hear and understand, through our speech unto Israel. And the people of Yah said, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, may Yah strengthen you tonight. Shalom. Yah bless you. You may be seated. Certainly it's a wonderful thing to be strengthened by Almighty Yahweh. We're strengthened by hearing the word of Yah as He speaks unto us. As He reveals unto us the mysteries of His truth, whereby the wicked, they search and they try to reason in their minds, but they never come to the power of that liberty that Yahshua gives unto the body and the true living body of Almighty Yahweh. There's one thing in this life that, as we look out over the expanse of the creation, we can see people that have an abundance, but yet they are poverty stricken. One that is poverty stricken, although they may have life in them, there is no substance to the life. This is a generation that has much and abundance. It has so much that it actually loathes, it despises what Yahweh does. Yet in the midst of that, there is a poverty and a shame upon the people of this nation and the nations of the world. Because the seed of Israel cannot hear what Yahweh speaks to it. We are people that cannot comprehend. We cannot hear Yahweh. And there's a reason why we cannot hear Him. I want to begin tonight from Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 17 and verse 10. I want us to listen carefully, because if there's one thing we need to do, we need to understand what Scripture says. You can never define anything at all unless you began in the Tanakh, the Torah, and what is spoken there, it will be revealed with great revelation and the renewed covenant. That is what Yahshua came to do, to give us life and the power of the truth of Yahweh, that it may dwell in us. And there's a process that Yahweh, that He takes us through in order to get us to that place whereby we can hear Him. As He calls Israel to wander for 40 years, He had to do that to bring them to a place whereby He could humble them, divest them of themselves, that they would truly trust in Him. This is a generation, and I am talking about those that declare that they are the seed of Israel, that disallow the things of Yahweh to form in their lives, that it may produce the fruit that is necessary in order for us to sustain ourselves in this battle against the contingent of hell. And it's going to begin with this. I want you to hear this. As Solomon said, he said, a reproof. Now that is one thing that we do not like. Any kind of correction, anything that criticizes our faults, we do not digest that well. That is not something that is appeasing to people that is stiff-necked, uncircumcised in their love, and they are stubborn in all of their ways. He says, a reproof, a correction, a criticism of one's fault. He says, innermore into a wise. Now, reproof innermore into the wise, or the bini, innermore into the wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. The instructions, the correction of Yahweh, when a wise man hears that, he understands the wealth of that instruction. But a man that is a simpleton, a dullard, an arrogant, ignorant, beastly man, a foolish man, even 100 stripes cannot accomplish upon that man what the reproof or the instructions to a wise man will produce. We have been nurtured that way, that instruction, the commands of Yahweh, they are not relevant to us at all. We don't realize the blessing and the wealth that is in that, so we disregard the things that shape our minds to walk in the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. You cannot compel a dullard, a simpleton, an arrogant fool in the ways of Almighty Yahweh. You cannot coerce them. You cannot command them. But a wise man, a man that understands the simplicity of the truth of Yahweh, it is always to discipline, to shape his mind, to shape his thoughts, to shape everything in his life, that he may walk in the perfect manner that Yah intends for him to walk in. But a fool can never comprehend that. A simpleton can never receive that kind of correction because he despises it. He walks in his arrogance. He walks in his dullard mind, and that is a mind that is filled with sottish. It is a stupefied mind. It is a mind that cannot comprehend the things of Almighty Yah. This generation is a generation of dullards. It's a generation of simpletons. It's a generation of arrogant people. Because the wealth of Yahweh's instruction or his correction, it has no value to them at all. It has no wealth to them. It doesn't add wealth to their lives. And there's one thing about the reproof or the correction, the instruction of Almighty Yah, it will add wealth to one's life. Because of our arrogance and our simple nature, we become very offended at that. Because a fool, you can show a fool something 10,000 times and it never enters into their mind. They will never comprehend that. Why? Because a fool will always reject the Ruah of Yah. He says in his mind, no to the Most High One. I will not adhere to what you command. I will not receive it. I will not acknowledge that it is coming from you at all. Well, what is the sound reproof? Well, it leads us into the pathway of Tzedekah. It leads us into a way that brings us into the bosom of Almighty Yah. Now that is what it does. But because of our carnal nature, because this flesh rises up, because of the arrogance and the pride of it, because of the insignificance of our nature, and that is our flesh, we cannot see the power of the splendor of Almighty Yahweh, because we're not walking in the Ruah, where a man is walking in the Ruah, the Spirit, any kind of correction that Yah speaks to him, because it is pure, his mind is pure, he receives it that way, and you begin to see this wealth developing in this man or this woman's life. This is a generation of poverty. We have more than enough. There is such a display of all kinds of information out there. Every kind of doctrine, every kind of teaching, and yet it is not producing the soundness that we as a people and Israel ought to have. It's not producing that sound mind. It's not producing that sound nature whereby there is a willingness and a pleasure above all things to please somebody, Yahweh. It is a generation that rejects and rebels. It is a generation that resists because it is a generation of dullards, simpletons, arrogant, beastly mindsets that rises up against Yahweh and despise what he says. When you speak to a fool, they will not receive the correction or the instruction, the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. But you speak to a denier, a wise man, a man of wisdom, and that man has the ability to discern. He has the capability to understand. He knows and considers what is of Yahweh and what is not of Yahweh. He is one that is very attentive. A wise man is attentive, not unto others, but unto himself. He maintains with great maintenance his own mind, his will, his purpose, and his desire, because why? He wants the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. And everything that Yah speaks unto us, it is an imperative that we walk in it, obey it, because it comes to correct us. This generation is one of deceit. It's full of lies. It's full of destruction within their own life. It's the things that is in a man, his own deceitfulness, that destroys him. It is one thing that the instructions to be nigh or a bini man, a wise man, a man that discerns, a man that has the ability to understand, a man that has the ability to comprehend what is of Yahweh and what is not. You will see a wealth with that man. You take a fool and you reprove him over and over. You will never begin to see an altering of his life. You will never see her light began to change, or the light began to change, because a reproof, just a criticism to one that is wise, it's innermost more and produces more than 100 stripes on the back of a fool, of a dullard, a simpleton, an arrogant beast. And that is what a fool is. It's an arrogant, earthly, sensual thing. It is that one that is led by the Ruah of Yah, only the Binah or the Binimand is led by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. He knows, he discerns, he understands the leading of the Spirit, the Ruah of Almighty Yah, but not a dullard, not a simpleton that is drunk upon the cares of this life, and seduced by the impressiveness of his own carnal natural mind that produced nothing at all. Hallelujah. Yahweh needs some wise men in this hour, that he may speak correction to, that he may instruct them, that he may show them their path is not conducive to the way that leads unto his bosom. We need a shown up and a real experience with Almighty Yahweh. Now we can placate this all we want to and pepper ourselves and fascinate ourselves, but it doesn't work that way. It's according to Scripture and what Scripture says. And so you cannot instruct a fool. You cannot correct a fool. Look at what Solomon says in the 12th chapter of Mishlei, Proverbs 12:1. We will see what Scripture says. Hallelujah. He says in Mishlei chapter 12, verse 1, whoso love instruction, whoever loves instruction, the disciplines, the correction of Almighty Yah, that one loves knowledge. So when one tries to tell you that they have knowledge and they reject instruction, that is a fool. When you find one that loves even the instruction, the correction of Yah, that one loves knowledge. That one loves the revealed truth of Almighty Yahweh. That one has an aspiration for the revealed truth of Yah. And if any man could speak to this degree, it was Solomon. A man that experienced every kind of experience of wealth, riches, that one could experience. And yet he sensed his failures before Almighty Yahweh. And what drew him away from that place of fellowship with Almighty Yah. So when a man loves instruction, he was a man because he was a kingly man. He was the ruler of Israel. And you are the ruler, aren't you? Because you rule your own mind. You see and understand, brothers and sisters, when you are led by the Ruah of Yah, you are son. But when a man dictates to himself, when a woman instructs herself, he is not being instructed by Almighty Yahweh. Because when Yahweh instructs one, when he disciplines one, when he corrects one, it brings this love for knowledge. This understanding of the reason why he is doing, and the purpose that is being served in this, the first thing rise up in this generation is the vileness and the filthiness of their carnality, the flesh. Because they think that they are above the very pure word of Yah. They think that the word of Yah is not meant for them. Well, it's not meant for the fool. is meant for Israel to inspire and to correct them. It's not meant for the fool, because the fool rejects it. Fool will not hear what Yahweh says. So whosoever loved the discipline of Yah, we don't love discipline, do we? This is a generation that despises discipline. Our emotions are so easily offended. We are soft as butter that has set under the heat. And we think our tears is the mending, or it brings about some kind of reconstitution, but it doesn't. That is not what brings about the reconstitution. There was one by the name of Esau that he sold his birthright. And he sought Yahweh carefully for a place of repentance with tears, and there was no place found for him. And we have somehow convinced ourselves that our little emotional expression brings about this reconstitution. And it doesn't. Why? Because there is no brokenness of love, and there certainly is not a contrite ruah. What of great repentance? It's a false generation. And it needs, in this generation, a man and men that will stand and will not be fearful of what man says or their ideas about him. He stands by the Ruah of Yah. So when a man loves instruction, when he loves the correction of Yah, the discipline, he loves knowledge. But he that hates reproof is brutish. He is ba'ah. He is a brutish. He is a stupid, dull-hearted one. Ba'ah. When one hates the correction, the instruction of Yah, he is a brutish one. He is a ba'ah. He is a stupid simpleton. He is a dullard. He is not prudent at heart. He is not wise at all. His senses are dull. He is dull. She is dull. There's no power of the fruit of Yah. It's a false pretense. This generation doesn't want the things that will inspire them to greater depths and greater heights in Almighty Yahweh. We want things that will give us some kind of little at easeness in Zion, that we can continue to produce nothing but hellish, wicked things out of our lives that will not bring us near unto our Abba. So we need the instructions of Yah. We need Him to instruct us and to reprove us, to correct us. We need Yahweh to show our crooked ways, that we may repent of it, that we may refine the ways of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. We need that. We need that. So when a man loves instruction, he has an appetite for knowledge. But when a man hates the instruction, the counsel of Yah, he is brutish. He is a ba'ah, ba'ah, almost like a bastard. He is a ba'ah, a ba'ah. He is dull-hearted. He is a simpleton. He's an arrogant thing. And this is a generation that is above any kind of instruction today. And the reason why, because we've been trained that way. As children. You notice when parents tell their children to do something, they look at them and say, well, they continue to proceed in doing what they're doing. And that's why that rod of correction needs to be applied to drive that ruah of folly from them. That is why Yahweh in His kingdom, He still rules with a rod of iron. And if we are in the kingdom, we are this kingdom government of Yah, He's ruling with a rod of iron. He is not ruling you in some kind of little passive way that permits you to do what you want to do. You can forget that. It's not according to your interpretation, but it's what the Ruah speaks. He that have ear, let him hear what the Ruah speaks unto the house of Israel. And you must hear what the Ruah says. Hallelujah. He says, because one cannot receive the instruction, the discipline, he said the result is this, Mishlei 13 and verse 18. This is what scripture says. Poverty and shame. Poverty. They shall be impoverished. When one is impoverished, they may look like they're eating much, don't they? The bellies are swole beyond proportion. But they're not getting the right things. They're not getting the right nutrition. They may be eating and producing the large protruded bellies, but they're not getting the right thing. This is a nation, even in our dietary practice, we are a nation that is, as a matter of fact, they said that we are underfed because we're not getting the proper nutrients that we need for our physical being. And that's why we're always hungry, we're greedy, we got to have more, we eat, and we're never full. Because we're people of poverty. So it is in the rule of the spiritual sense. On every radio station, they got someone selling some wares. On every television station, they got what they call, quote, Christian television stations and broadcasts. And so there's a plethora of all kinds of doctrines and all kinds of knowledge out there. But it's producing poverty. Why? Because no one wants the disciplines of Almighty Yah. When he spoke unto Moshe to speak unto Israel, every command, every mitzvah was of a discipline. It was to correct them in every application of their lives. So when they come unto him, they may present the gifts and the offerings that are acceptable unto Yah. That's why he commands us, let men everywhere lift up hands that are Kadosh, that are clean, that are pure. They're not stained with the blood of sin and corruption. He commands us that. And if we don't do what he say, then we're an undisciplined beast. We are untrained. And that is what train us. You can say what you want to because parents train their children. You have to train the child to potty. You have to train the child to eat. You have to train the child to sit down. And the Yahweh must train us. While we are children, we want to be left to ourselves. And that's why we bring shame. He said, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuse instruction or the discipline. The one that refused instruction, the discipline of Yah, he say poverty and shame shall come to them. But he that regards, hears, understands the power of reproof or correction, he says that one shall be honored. That one shall be esteemed. That one shall be lifted up. But the enemy, because the mindset of this generation is so carnal and natural, it is enmity because it hates the things of Yah. So the enemy use a natural mind to convey something that is diametrically or opposite to what Yah says. And so instead of a people when they are instructed or they are shown the things that must be criticized, they become arrogant, they become haughty, they rise up, they protect flesh, they don't protect Yahweh. And that's why you never see any strength in them, you never see any maturity, you never see any growth, you never see any maturation. You see a maturation from a boy to a man. When a man births a son, he watches the boy grows, and he sees that maturation. He sees a boy, a baby, an unskilled thing, needs milk, cannot even handle the vernacular of the vocabulary. And all of a sudden he began to see him mature, he began to see him blossom, he began to see the development, he began to see the strength, he began to see the power of character in that one. And that one is able to stand on the strength of the disciplines that has shaped his life and brought him into a place whereby he produced this beautiful character and constitution of great strength. But that is what the discipline of Yah does. The man cannot adhere to that. You will see the poverty and the shame shall overtake him. It will be poor. Poverty. Or they will hear, but you will never see the type of powerful fruit displayed. You will not see the strength and the viability of Hamashiach in their lives. You will not see the purpose and the desire of Yahshua, which was to please Almighty Yahweh in all things. You will not see that in their lives because they're dullards, they're simpletons, they're full of folly. A man that is wise, he can discern. It's one thing I was speaking to the brothers of the day, and I said, you know, brothers, it was one thing that even in the natural sense, a man could say something to one, and as we would say, they could read between the lines. They understood, although the expression wasn't precise as what they deemed out of that, but they understood what the man or the person was saying unto them. He had the ability to discern. He had the ability to give attentiveness to what one said. He didn't write anything in there, but he knew exactly what he said. This is a generation, because it is a generation of simpletons and dullards and folly, they can't even do that today. We can't even talk to brothers and understand what is being conveyed because of our own arrogance and our stupidity. How are we going to hear Almighty Yah? How are you going to do that? There's a generation that Yahweh, as he disciplines us and he brings us forth, and don't tell me he's not going to use man. That's what he's going to use. And he's going to speak discipline. Don't tell me that little young Dale back there, that he knows the principles of discipline himself. He has to have a man. He has a daddy there to speak, to correct, to show him. We don't want anyone to tell us or criticize our ways. It is almost a man like myself, overweight. And then he says to his wife, he puts on something that he thinks that it looks marvelous on him. And she says to him, you look a mess. Well, he doesn't rejoice in that. The first thing, he becomes offensive. What are you talking about? What's wrong with this? Why don't look like this? Woman, something wrong with you. No, she's simply telling you what is wrong with you, and you reject that. Why? Because you cannot receive any kind of criticism. And that is what reproof is. It will criticize you. And that's what Yah intends. He intends for the nature of that flesh to rise up, that it may be destroyed and impaled. Now you that are arrogant and haughty with that Jezebel spirit, you will always be that way. That's what a Jezebel is. That's what a whore, horse dog is. She will never hear. Hallelujah. Yah knows what to speak to his people. Hallelujah. He knows what you need. Sure he does. Sure he does. So when a man regards the correction, that man shall be honored. You shall see that man that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And his fruit shall come forth in due season. He shall bear an abundance of fruit. His leaves shall not die. It's not in his expression. It's just his character. You will see that. And the spirit of honor, you will see that about him. It is one that, whereby Yah lifts the man up. He said, the one that listens, you will see that. Hallelujah. You will see it in their ru'ah. You will see it in their expression. You will see it in their walk. You will see that. When a man is honored, in the natural sense, if someone is honoring someone and they're giving them a plaque or a medal, even the straw changes when they walks up to get that, when one walks to get that medal or that reward. Hallelujah. Even that thought process change. And so Yah says, when one receive instruction, a wise, benign man, a man of wisdom, a man that understands the very purpose of Yah, understands how Yahweh operates, you will see that man will be honored. Why? Because you will see a progressive growth of fruit from that man's life. Hallelujah. You will not see one that is consumed with poverty, downcast, and always considered that is someone else. A wise man attentively give attention to his own thoughts, his mind, his purpose, his heart. He constantly grooms that. This is the vile generation is always trying to groom someone else. Hallelujah. I tell all of you can help anyone if you first of all get the beam, get the vile corruption, the lyingness, the sadistic matter of your own life correct. You can see clearly how to help your brother to get the little small thing out of his eye. But because of your arrogance, you boast in what you think you are. Anyone that thinks highly of himself or thinks very much of himself, woe unto that man. I had one to call me other day, Brother Paul, and he said, you are great. I say, no, I will not allow you to even use that express superlative toward me. I say, his word is great, and what he speaks is great. His purpose, his desire for man is great. He has placed that in man. The powers of hell wants to disregard that. He has established, he made something, and it was perfect, it was right, and everything he made was tough. Everything. Because it is the splendor of his creation. And the powers that be saw that. That's why the enemy rage in the vileness of his nature to try to debunk what Yahweh has done and destroy it. But I'm here to tell you, he can't do it. Hallelujah. You can't bind a strong man. You can't destroy him unless you, first of all, bind him. And Yahweh is a strong man because he said it. He's a strong one. He is the Abba of Shabaoth, of the hosts of armies, of the Melechim that war and fight for him. So we are people that you can sense shame and poverty because you have not received the instructions and the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. You've been nurtured that way. You've been raised that way. You've been raised to do things your way and the way you perceive it ought to be done. There's only one way. The ways of a man's left, every way, not some, that is so profound, that every way of a man of his left is right in his own sight. But Yahweh, he ponders, he weighs, he balances the ruah of a man. He says, let me check for the right balance and see if it's there. And so all the ways seems right. Even your corruption seems right. But it's not right, it's wrong. It is not of Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh commanded Yahushua as he began to take on this extraordinary responsibility that Yah had raised him for. He raised him up because he knew that Moshe would be taken out of the way. So he raised up a valiant Geber, a valiant man, a warrior. And this is what he says. Listen to this in Joshua ben Nun, chapter 1, verse 7. The command unto him was this. Only be you strong and be very courageous. Do not fear what the surrounding populace or even Israel, what they say or think. He said, I want you to be courage, be of good courage, that you may observe to do according to all the Torah. Don't change anything. You do everything that is commanded in the teachings and the writings. Don't forget that. Which Moshe, my servant, commanded, instructed, disciplined you. One that reproved you and told you and showed you. He said, Moshe, my servant, my Eve, he commanded you these things. He said, turn not from it to the right. Don't allow your right way to remove you, or to the left. Don't be left-leaning because the times have changed. The circumstances have changed. But Yahweh is the same. He has never changed. He said that you may prosper wherever you go. You tell me to receive the commands, the instruction, the discipline of Moshe that he commanded you. It was reinforced unto Joshua ben Nun. Don't turn away from that. Don't allow even any form of corruption to draw you on a different path. But you keep that, and if you do that, you will prosper wherever you go. You shall succal. I like what this Aramaic expression means. Listen to this. He says, you shall prosper. You shall shakal. You will be circumspect. You will walk circumspectly before Yah. Wisely in the understanding of the things of Yah. You will have insight or understanding. You will have comprehension. You will prosper to have success. You receive the commands of Moshe. You receive the discipline, the instruction. This is a generation that cannot, because it is an arrogant generation. It is haughty. It is fleshly driven. It is lifted up in the deceitfulness of pride of who one thinks one is. And you're dullard, you're simpleton, arrogant beasts, because Yahweh has and he will always command and instruct his people. Even in the eternal kingdom, he shall still rule the same way he rules today. And we do not like the rod that he placed upon our buttocks. We don't like that. When you discipline your child, when you take the rod, do you use that to correct them? It is a reproof. It is a critique and a criticism. We think that we're beyond that. And that's why there is no shock call or no prosperity. We don't have no insight of nothing. We're not walking circumspectly a life that represents the kingdom authority that is working in us. You can say what you will. We don't have that kingdom authority operating in us. And that is the power of the Ruah of Yah ruling and guiding each of our footsteps. Our steps are not guided by Him. They're guided by your arrogance and your beastly nature. This is the Israel. I speak without any trepidation of man. Hallelujah. In verse 8 he says, he said, this scroll of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. It shall constantly be in your thought. It shall constantly be at the pinnacle of your mind. Brothers and sisters, what is at the pinnacle of our mind? We can lie so easily without any fear of the consequences of lies. Something is wrong. He said you should meditate upon these things, what the Torah says. And Yahshua is the power of the living word of Yah in us. The Ruah of Yah guards that word which He has written in the law of Israel. He said, you meditate upon these things day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. So what Yahweh has written in your law, you should observe to do it. He has put a written Torah, a law in us. And we should observe to do it. That's why we have the Ruah. And it draws from the well of the deeps of the truths of Almighty Yah. And it brings it forth in our mind that we should shine like an excellent light. We don't look that way today. We look like dullards, simpletons. Our minds are bewitched. Hallelujah. I don't mind someone preaching to me like this. Hallelujah. He said, that are written therein, for then you shall make, look what he says now, Yahshua ben Nun, you shall make your way prosperous. You shall make your way full of insight, understanding, discernment, knowledge. And then you shall have tov, great success, to overcome the opposition of hell, to understand the disciplines of Yah. We must fight the battle as a tov soldier. We must fight this battle. We must keep the course. Yahweh had Israel to walk those 40 years to discipline them, to show them the things that were literally in us. And He brings us into the midst of one another where you're constantly around someone that it reflects what's in you. It shows you your frail nature, shows you your shortcoming, but a beastly, arrogant, haughty simpleton that rise up in their arrogance, and they're always falling. Pride goes before a fall, and this haughty nature of one, it goes before the destruction, totally annihilates them. And so He reveals unto you how undisciplined you are. Have you ever tried to discipline yourself to do a certain thing? We all have done that. Every last one of us have done that. I don't care what it is. Whether you're going to cut back on this, you're going to do this, you have tried. Hallelujah. And you've never had really any success at all. None. You know why? Because the natural nature of man can never be satisfied with anything. He cannot be pleased. That's why we need the mind of Yahshua. We need that man. Did He receive instructions of the Abba? And even when the flesh rose and the will was trying to present itself before Almighty Yah, He said, nevertheless, I want your will to be done. I want you to operate in me to the fullness of the extent that your name and the power of your excellence may be revealed. Now, why would we not want the excellence and the power of Yahshua to be revealed in us? We're people that cannot be instructed because of our arrogance and our haughty nature, our pride. It brings us low. And we cannot hear what Yahweh says. We can. This generation is not hearing Yah. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Joshua ben Nun, if you obey what Moshe commanded you, you will make, he said, you will make yourself to prosper, to have great insight, discernment, the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh, the wisdom, have the sense of direction that Yahweh intends for you to walk upon. That is given unto Yisrael. Joshua ben Nun, he was like a statesman of the kingdom government or authority of Yah in his kingdom, Yisrael. And so he led them into the Pacifics that Yahweh commanded them to walk in. That's what he did. That is what Shaul has done with us. He has led us into the spiritual light of the Pacifics, because he had all the Pacifics until that Damascus experience. And the one spoke unto him in the Aramaic tongue, commanded, why you do what you're doing? Why are you persecuting me? Shaul, why are you doing this? And he stopped him dead in his track. And there began the process of his instructions and discipline. That he had to separate himself, that he had to literally blind his eyes, that he would be led. Hallelujah. And we must be led by the Ruah. We're led by everything but the Ruah of Yah. Our private interpretation, our own sensual wisdom is devilish, is corrupt. It's not the wisdom of Yah. Nehemiah speaks to Israel to warn them and to refresh their memory. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 16. As Yahweh spoke unto him to speak to this people, the words that I speak unto you. Nehemiah 9:16. He says, Israel, but they and our Avot dealt proudly. This is a generation that deals full of pride. They dealt proudly. No one can tell me. No one instructs me. You ever heard that? Absolutely, you've said it. Let nobody tell me nothing. But I want someone to tell me something. Tell me what's right to do. I want to hear that. He said they dealt proudly and they hardened their neck and they will not listen. They will not shemak. They hearken not to your mitzvah, your commands, your instruction. That is what the mitzvah are. It is instruction. It is a discipline. It is a form of discipline. Now we have a great power, and that is the witness of Yahshua, the Ruah of Yah in us, that there was no sin or no defying of the will, the purpose of Yah, was it? So we have this great power to give us, and it has given us the strength that as He has done, we can do also. We regress back to our fatherly or our fathers, our avat instinct, and we began to deal proudly. We began to stiffen our necks and raise our heads. We began to establish our own ways and our own goings, and it's not going to work. Yah says in verse 17, and you refuse to obey. Neither were they mindful of your miracles that you did among them, but they hardened their necks. And in their rebellion, appointed a captain to return them to their bondage. But you, our Abba, our mighty one, he says, you're ready to pardon, to forgive them. Bless Yah for that. He says, you are loving and compassionate. That's what he is. Ready to pardon us. That is why the dam of Hamashiach is applied. It's a cleansing atonement. We better bless Yah for that. Because we will be in trouble trying to get us some turtle dove or some goat or sheep to offer up the blood offering. He says, and you're full of compassion and you are slow to show your wrath. You're slow to anger And you are of great kindness and mind. This is our only strength of hope here. And you forsook the nuts. I bless you all for that. When I see the degenerate nature or the degenerate person that we are as a people, he said, I still did not forsake them. He did not leave them to the hands of hell to devour them. Out of the midst of that, he says, I will procure unto me a small remnant. He did not forsake them. Although they seemingly seem forsaken, Yah said, I did not forsake them. Why? Because he is betrothed. He is married to the house of Israel. He has a covenant bond with them. That's why he came to seal it by the dam, the blood of HaMashiach. Every covenant must be established by blood. And he established that. By the blood of HaMashiach. And I bless him. And he did not forsake them because he's slow to anger. He doesn't get perturbed like we do. He is not moved by the seeing of the eye or the hearing of the ear like we are. He says, yes, when they made them a molten calf and said, these are your gods that brought you up out of Mizraim and had worked great blasphemy. Yet you, in your manifold, tremendous, many mercies, forsook them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in, and this is the truth here, in the way. In the way. Every son, every child that Yah receives, everyone that he loves, he disciplines, he chastens, he purges, he corrects every son, everyone that he receives, all of his children. Because he knows that we are children. He knows the foolishness that is bound in us. We have been nurtured in folly. We have practiced folly. We have acted out folly. And so he brings us before the rod of correction to drive the stupidity, the simpleton mindset out of his house. And he is going to completely eradicate his house of that vile stupidity, the dullard mentality. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. That is why you must be born again at the Ruah of Yah. And that's to be a living, viable, inspired desire above all things to please him. And you just don't find it. Search your own life. Is it there? Or you may catch yourself and say the fire burns like an auger. It's one thing about a fire. When a fire is burning, you've got to get back. When there's a shown enough flaming heat, ain't nothing like it. Hallelujah. When a man has a powerful constitution of strength that has been germinated and protected by Yah, you will see that burning, fervent, compassionate desire of love, ahava for Yah. You will see it. We have learned to be imitators quite well. We have learned that. We are people that just simply repeat what we've heard. They're not one that truly study and search the scripture. Because in this book you think you have eternal life and you're the one that, so you testify of Almighty Yahweh. That's why you must search and study the book. And make sure that the witness is true what the man of Yah speaks to you. He said to lead them, and when someone leads, it is to direct, it is to bring you to, it is to show you, to lead you in the way, not your way, the way of Yah. The way of man, it is pure in his own sight. But the way of Yahweh is the pure way, it is a straight way. It is a narrow way, it is a refined way that leads to eternal life. It brings us into the bosom of Yah. We divest ourselves. It was like a man coming into Jerusalem. He came and loaded down his camels and all. But he had to dismount. He cannot come to the gate of the city. This is a straight and narrow gate that leads unto eternal life. There's only one way. The way that seems right to man. But it leads to death. It leads to a distraught relationship between you and Yah. Between you and your brothers and your sisters. It's amazing because one, I say this often, that one that someone regards and they have their respected person, if they say something to them, they're not as offensive if someone says it to them that they don't regard much. And they can look above that or beyond that. Because they know or they perceive they know what that one has done. So it doesn't affect them much. Don't you know that that is dissimulation, that is hypocrisy? Don't you know you're deceived? Don't you know you're simpleton, you're full of folly? I want to walk in the way. And the way of Yah will lead me to Him. That's what it will. It will lead me to that immersion of the blood of HaMashiach. Hallelujah. He said, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Verse 20, you gave also your Tavruah to instruct, to shakal. Now that is what He gave His Ruah to do, to instruct. When the Ruah come, does it reprove the world of sin? Does it deal with your sins? Does it show you your sins and your corruption? Does it deal with that? So He gave you the Ruah to instruct. He gave His Tav, the power of His excellent Ruah, to Sokola, to instruct, to show us, to give us wisdom, to cause us to prosper. Then, and withheld not your matter. He has not withheld HaMashiach from us. He gave Him openly. It pleased Yah to bruise Him. He did not hold anything back. He's given us the living matter. They ate that matter and they died, didn't they? We eat the true matter and we live eternally. You eat this bread of life, you will not die. He said, and you held back, withheld not your matter from their mouth, and you gave them water, the living water, to their thirst. Come drink from the fountain of the living water. And when we truly get this expression of HaMashiach in us, it will be like a living well. It shall be like a deep well that flow from our bellies. We got dried creeks in us. And they're stagnant, polluted creeks too. You get this thing right, it shall be like a living well that flow from your belly, that refresh you, and that give you a thirst, fulfill your thirst in the midst of a dark, hard, drought generation. Hallelujah. Ruah is to instruct you. Yahweh leads us. He guides us by His Ruah. And it always, in Shokol, it always instructs us. It always disciplines. It always critiques us and it shows us. The reason we cannot take the critiquing of Yah, because we have elevated ourselves above that. We think we're above Him. That's why nobody can say anything to this ignorant, stupid, dullard generation. That's what it is. It's a dullard, stupid, simpleton generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was one thing that Jethro said unto Moshe. You cannot deal with the circumstance of all these people. You set over them captains of 100, 50, 10, and cause them to judge the matters and only the extreme matters that are beyond their ability to handle, it will come to you. And those instructions, everything that we go to Yahweh with, He will always deal with you. He always. Because a man shows as much as in him, as much that is in you. If that's not much and you can't live at shalom with anyone, you can't be a friend with anyone, you can't be kind to anyone, as much that lies within you, then you be at shalom with every man. Because you have nothing, because you're full of poverty, and you're full of poverty because you're not disciplined,
Because you cannot receive the disciplines, the instructions of Yah. You can't be at Shalom. You can't be in fellowship with anyone at all. Because you're an ignorant, simpleton, and arrogant beast. This is the way that leads us into the pathway. And the way that Yah led them, did he not have to kill some? Did he destroy them? Did he send down fire? Did he send down the fiery serpent? Sure he did. So the way he has to kill you off. That's why you constantly walk round and around. Because you have not showed the humbleness that Yah needs from a house that he may impart a great revelation power in them. You can say what you want to, brothers and sisters. That's the way it's going to come. Hallelujah. Then how much he humbled himself and submit to that death on that stake. We're not willing to humble ourselves that the power, the will of the flesh of man is destroyed. We're not willing to do that. And that's why we have been reduced down to a people of poverty. Beggars. That we each have been young, old, never seen the Sadiq of Yah. Begging or forsaking or seed out begging bread. In all of their corruption, he did not forsake them. He still instructed them. And he raised up judges and men to instruct them to walk in the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. He has not changed that. The enemy has done a marvelous job. I have a message on the Shabbat that I shall teach with Yah's will. I will show you things that we have. We are people that we simply do not know scripture. I don't care what you say. Because there's not an energetic desire or time to spend with our Abba. If you love someone, you will spend time with them. That's a true sign of love. Hallelujah. David said, I want you to hear this. He says, hear it. For Yahweh is the King of all the earth. He says, sing praises to fear wrath. Praises, honor, with understanding. In order for one to have the shekola of Almighty Yahweh, the insight, we must have the discipline. We must have the instruction. It is one thing that when one sings, whether it's operatic, whatever the nature of the singing, they must be trained. They must have coaches. And they discipline. No! That is not the correct note. It may sound like the correct note, but because the one is so expert in that sensitivity to hearing, he can tell you when you're off. He can tell you when the sound is far-fetched. And when the note reached that perfect sound, that's it. That's it. Now sing that again. Draw from that again. Draw from that. So it is with Yah. And for some reason, this ignorant, stupefied, sophist generation, they want to elevate its flesh and its own private interpretation above what Scripture says. The Scripture of Yah is simple. It is not a difficult thing to understand. It is that we have been disciplined in certain ways that we believe sometimes, oh, that's the way it is. But that's not what it says. And a precious brother called me this morning. He said, Pastor Roberts, I have a question. I said, all right, let's go to the scripture. And we looked at each word. I said, now, do you even see? Now, go back to see that word in verse 3 that clarifies what is in verse 6. Look what it says. Do you see that? When I finished with my brother, he said, Pastor Roberts, I am sure that my understanding is clear and it is fruitful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this is a generation because it is one that will not be critiqued. Because it's arrogant. It doesn't want to be critiqued. Refine me, Yah. Correct me. Correct me in your mishpatim. Yeah, discipline me in your judgment. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy has to remove that away from brethren and sisters. They don't want to be judged. They don't want nobody to judge them. Their ways can be corrupt as hell. I don't want nobody to judge them. Hallelujah. But I want Yah to correct me that way. Did he have judges? And the judges shall be again. He had judges. He shall always have them. Eob says, Job chapter 40 verse 1, Eob. This is where he humbles himself before Yah because Yah asked him a question. You think you can answer Yah if he asks you a question? And I know this ignorant generation says, yeah. But this is what Yahweh says to Eob, 41. The scripture says, moreover, Yahweh answered Eob and said, he said, ask your question, man. Shall he that contends with the Almighty Yisor or instruct him? He said, you that contend with me, shall you instruct me? You tell me what is proper and right and what is most expedient for you. That's why we pray the way we do. Oh, yeah, of the world prays. Oh, God, give me this. Oh, God. He said, who? You that contend. You that want to fight with me. You want to contend with me. He says with me, can you, Yisrael, instruct him? He that reproves me, he said, let him answer. You want to instruct me? You want to discipline me? Answer. Come on. He said, answer me. You want the Yisrael. Yisrael. You want to instruct me? Then answer me. Yisrael. It's profound, the Aramaic. Yisrael. Yisrael. It means to find fault. Now, we do that, don't we? Ah, bunch of hypocrites, huh? Yeah, I can't even correct you. He said, you that Yisrael, that find fault with me, answer me. Come on, reprove me. Well, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have done. He said, come on, answer me, man. Come on, Eob. Answer me, boy. Answer me. Show me. Show me my fault. Show me. And that's what we began to do, don't we? That was a song that used to sing, the only Hamashiach we're going to see is in our brothers and our sisters. And because we have no regard for each other, we don't think that the power, the living hope of Yah's in them. Did they sin? He led them by day and night, did they not? Did they sin profusely? Were they evil and wicked? But did he forsake them? He did not forsake them. He is still going to save Yisrael. He's going to take the stick and whip the hell out of them. And the rod of correction is going to drive them into that straight. I was in the military, dressed right and covered down. And the more you march, the more it become more refined. And every step was precise. Stepping out 30 inches all around and you knew you were right. Hallelujah. So you that contend with Yah, you that always speak well, if that was so wise as he says, tell me, my friend, you contend with the Almighty? You going to instruct me? You going to Yisrael? You going to find fault with me? That's what an instruction is. That's why one instructs one, because there is something there that is not right. And we reject that. That's why we're full of poverty. That's why our lives, there's no excitement about Yah. There's no light in you. There's no life. You hypocrites, get up. I don't care what you think. That's why there's no power of his life. That's why there's no excellence of his ruah. It's only by his manifold mercies. You say what you want. It's not by your works as filthy rags. Unless the power of the ruah is nothing. It's only because of his manifold mercies that we as a people. That's the only reason you're here. Don't think you're here because there's something mighty in you. You tell that. We don't want to give any credence unto him. And express the power of his excellence. You're not here because, I did this today. I'm here because of his mercies. That's what brought you down the highway. Hallelujah. Oh, I was nice to my neighbor and I gave them. No, my sister, it was because of his manifolds, because his mercies, every second was renewed. He said, nah, I'm going to save Yisrael. That's, come on. Hallelujah. Another reason. Not the reason. I give no credence to this flesh. It stinks. And there's no value in it. It dies. That's why I'm waiting for the wit, the change, when this old mortality will put off mortality and become immortal. When the corruption will put off incorruption, put on incorruption. And in the moment, at the twinkling or the twinkling of an eye, we all shall be changed and caught up. Now listen to me, brothers and sisters. I know that there is an actual event. But when we began to look up unto the Hashemayim, where our hope is, we can be caught up in change. Come on, this word is a now word. It is not something, although it is an event that's going to take place. This is an event that takes place every day in our lives. Turn your eyes upon HaMashiach. He tells us to look up, for redemption draweth nigh. So we look up and really visualize it, and that thing truly burns in our life. We can be changed. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The reason we're not changed, because we're looking at sensual and earthly things. Our minds are sensual. They're carnal. They're diametrically opposed unto Almighty Yahweh. That's why the disciplines of Yah can never filter into our love. That's why we raise hell and look like beastly things. Hallelujah. You ever see a child that when the parents say, little Aharon was over the day, I like to talk with him. We just talk when he comes. He'll ask me a lot of questions. What is that? Of course I explain to him what it is. And he was in the office the other day, and I had some leftover chicken, just a few little pieces, just strings of it. Because he said, what is that? I said, chicken. He said, yeah? I said, yeah. I said, it's good. Yeah, it's good. I said, you want some? Yeah, yes, sir. And of course he began to eat the chicken. It had been there since 1:30, too. Just look. I didn't eat all the pieces of it. Not much there. And so we're there dialoguing, he and I. So his mother says, all right, let's go, Haran. And of course, when she said that, he's like, whoa, I like just standing here talking. She said, if you don't get yourself up from there, boy, I say, knucklehead, get up from there. Get on. Now, I use that analogy to show us that's the way we are. He is a child. But we're just that way. We're children. When Yah tells us to do something by the power of His Word, in sun-dried times He spoke to them by the Nabis, but now He has spoken to us in an excellent way by the living power of Yahshua. That's why He said that I would pray to the Abba, He would say the Ru'ah. He will not come and testify of Himself, but the things that He has heard. And the Ruah of Yah, the Spirit, the living power of Yah in us, it knows what is written, because the written testify of the truth of who He is. So when one hears that, the Ruah comes alive and says, ah, I drink from that, I eat from that manner. That's the living bread of Almighty Yahweh. And so the enemy has done a magnificent job to destroy the very manifestation of Yah. He's going to have preachers, whether we buy that or not. He's going to use man as He did from the beginning. He's going to use them at the end. Sure is. Did he not give him power to name every beast? Did he commune with man? Did he not? And the enemy knows that he's going to commune with man again. When it's all over with, there's going to be the perfect relationship that he had from the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear this, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear this in Dibri HaYahim, in 2 Chronicles 30:22. Listen quickly. I'm going to read this. And Hezekiah spoke comfortably to all the Levites, the tribe of Levites. He spoke very pleasantly, pleasing to them all. Why? That taught, this is what they did, that they taught the Tov knowledge, that's what that is, the instructions of Yah, the understanding, to give attention unto Yah. Now that's what the Levites did. They taught the people. He spoke very comfortably. He was very pleased with what they did because they taught tough knowledge, shakol, of Yahweh, and they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, tabernacle, 7 days, offering shalom offerings and making confessions to Yahweh, the Abba, of their avat. He taught, he brought insight, he instructed them, and the Levites disciplined them. They showed them the errors of their hearts, and the discipline that it would take in order for them to be at shalom with Almighty Yah, and they could offer up the free will offerings unto Him. That's why you find it so difficult to lift your hands. That's why you find it so difficult to sing melodies from your lips, because there are none there. Toda. There's one thing that God's going to do. He's going to always bathe you because we stink. Now, I understand that there are brothers that got off from work and they weren't able to hit the shower before they came. But all of us basically did take a little dip. So he's going to give you a dip before you go to bed. Hallelujah. We need to be washed with the fuller soap. We need the fuller soap. He speaks to you when he speaks. For some reason, we think it's for that one. No, it's for you.